Fabled Dice of the Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition Actual Play Podcast. It contains moderate swearing, depictions of violence, and occasional horror. Viewer discretion is advised.
Good evening. And welcome to Fabled Dice, the Curse of Strahd. I'm Bryce Loves Gaming. I'm going to be your Dungeon Master for the evening and for the next while we play through the Curse of Strahd. But starting with the House of Lament. With me tonight, Terror for Death is over there.
Hello, everybody.
Darth Madcats is over there.
Hi, guys.
Down there in that corner. Wait, we'll go to the corner first. It's confusing now. Is Steam Beth?
That's me. Hi.
And finally, our newest member of the show. What do we call you? Do you have a name? You can introduce yourself. Nobody.
Nobody, this is going to be a permanent name, so you have to be. Yes. You have to pick a good one.
I mean, it's the name I use for everything. So,
what is it?
Blonde 405.
But you're not blonde.
Not anymore. No. These were back in my younger years.
Back in our youth.
Back in my youth. Before I was
back
an old lady.
In those good old days.
Well, Shub formally welcomes you.
Oh, thank you.
And before we begin, we would like to give a thanks and a shout out to Sirenscape, which allows us to do all the fun sound effects and music such as this. That wasn't as spooky as I was expecting for a sound effect called Spooky Stab.
That was a stab? What the... What?
Hold on. Let's try
sounded like
one.
A magic wand.
Get stabbed with a piano.
There we go. Baby. And Fantasy Grounds for being the most amazing virtual tabletop there is. Hashtag not sponsored.
Yet. Cough, cough.
But we love you.
We do love you. All right. And I feel it necessary for everyone to give a brief character introduction before we begin. Keep it brief though, because I feel when we actually begin, we can give a more detailed introduction of what you look like and all of that. If you catch my drift.
Yes.
All right, and we shall start with you, Terror.
Hello, everybody. I am Terror for Death, and I will be playing Shino Nakir, the traveling healer of the group that worships the mighty Kirin.
How mighty is this Kirin?
Well, he lives up in the mountains, very far, far, almost like heaven region. And he saved me when I was a little kid, so he's quite mighty, I'd have to say.
Interesting. And you, Darth Madcats?
All right, well, I play Braum Erebor, the human paladin. And, well, my deity is Behemoth. The lawful good dragon god.
Steam Beth.
I'm playing Nursilla, the human rogue. She doesn't really have a deity, but she does come from the land of Chult. And she's searching to end, or for cure to certain curses.
And you, Blonde.
I'm playing Sybil, the Satyr Druid. She's pretty much just a wanderer. Prefers not to really deal too much with people. But has to, because of her travels.
Perfect. Well. I hope all is well and you are all ready for a very special and spooky adventure before you. As we begin, our adventure near a small town named Daggerdale. The town is small and the rain is heavy. Hello, Vampy. As a young woman with platinum blonde hair wanders in, all of the doors and windows are shut and boarded as it is quite late. You can hear faint sounds from a nearby tavern. This is you, Chino.
All right, I'm going to approach the tavern because apparently I forgot my raincoat and so I'm soaked.
And now you have disadvantage. Just keep that in your head. That was fast.
You spot a tavern. Disadvantage!
I know, that's like, wow.
He's been saving them.
Anyways, you... Everybody has disadvantage except for Sybil.
Because Chubb's being nice for once.
Yeah.
Yay.
That was pretty nice. Anyway.
Shit.
You make your way in to this small tavern. It's pretty empty. I said pretty empty, Sirenscape. Apparently they don't know what that means. Not a lot of guests, but it does offer respite from the rain.
Oh, this is nice. So there's not a lot of people here?
There's a handful of people. There's a bartender, and there's just a handful of other locals.
I'm going to approach the barkeep.
Okay.
Hello, miss. Is it Mr. or Mrs.?
It's a Mr.
Hello, Mr. Barkeep. How are you today?
He doesn't seem the conversational type, but he does have your attention.
Oh, what a strange emotion this. I'm going to have to remember that. Have you seen kind of smallish lass running around? Likes to be the sneaky type. We seem to have gotten separated in this weird storm. We're supposed to be traveling together.
At that point, the tavern door opens once again. And a small person wanders in with a hood pulled far above her head. You could almost swear she was wearing a mask. And the barkeep looks up and sees her and just kind of points. Is it that one?
Oh, you're mighty good, mister. Thank you.
As you walk off, he looks at you in confusion. Can I get you a drink or something?
Two, what? I don't know. What's that special?
He kind of rolls his eyes and just turns around and walks into the back. You'll get something.
Works for me. It'll warm our souls.
I'll walk up to Shino. Well, howdy. Looks like we got a little supper in the rain there. Sorry about that. Hard to see and all with, you know, bad weather. Glad we finally found a place to get some grub.
Isn't that what you feed fish?
You can.
And the barkeep walks back and slams down two mugs. You're thinking of chum.
Oh, I thought that was just an insult you called people. You humans are weird. I gotta take notes.
I mean, chum is a colloquial term.
He looks confused again and just kind of turns around and walks off, muttering to himself, crazy travelers.
I grab her two drinks. I go back to Nursilla and say, see, he didn't even ask for gold.
I'll take a free drink. Why not?
Honestly, yeah, I'm gonna let you have it on that one because that was good.
All right, I'm gonna go to the fireplace and warm up because I'm soaking wet. I'm disgusting.
No. Okay.
I'll go join her.
Okay. And you two walk over to the fireplace. And as you sit down in some wooden chairs around it, there's another man there with shortish hair and a large shield set next to his chair. He's got his armor. I believe he's still got his armor on. What is Brom doing right now?
Brom is probably smoking on his pipe right now.
Okay, just kind of
enjoying the fire.
Sitting there enjoying the fire.
Yeah.
This bard is really good, you know, I gotta say. This bard is really good. Anyway, anyways, as you rest by the fire. The door flies open as an elderly man walks in and is freaking out. He barges in, you overhear him screaming, "That darn house is at it again! Old Jim's gone missing! We told him it was haunted, but he didn't believe us. He wandered up there, and we haven't seen him since."
How old's Jim?
About 35.
Dumbass. Everybody knows ghosts are real, duh.
And he wanders right? over to
everybody knows that, right?
he stumbles over to you, Shino. And what do you know of ghosts?
I have my eyes start glowing gold as I look at him and go, quite a bit. What do you know?
Is that an intimidation? That might be intimidation.
I'm not trying to intimidate him, but I want to show that I know things.
Okay. Well, in any case, it works, and he stumbles back and falls on his ass and, like, tries to crawl away. She's one of them! One of the ghosts from the house!
At that point, Braum's going to get up and help the old man. And be like, chill. It's okay, old man. Hey, let me help you up. It's okay.
I'm a ghost? Narcilla, did you know?
Got a poker. I don't think she's a ghost, old man. I think you just...
You scared the poor sod. You need to just lay off a little bit, girl.
Oh, people gotta know ghosts are bad. Duh.
Well, that's a good point. But still. He's old. His heart could give out.
He looks between all of you. I tell you, ghosts up in that house, they'll come down here and they'll kill us all. We'll turn the whole town into them.
They could just be lonely and want friends.
And he just kind of shuffles off back to the bar at this point. So at this point, let's have everyone besides Sybil take off your headphones. All right. Now that they are all gone, what are you doing on such a cold and rainy night?
Trying to find a place to stay for the night.
All right.
To sell whatever things I've picked up along my travels.
Okay. So you're wandering, and you can see... as I said, you know you're in the Daggerdale region. You know there's a small town not too far off. After a bit, you do eventually enter town. You can at the point that you enter, you're near the tavern, and you hear a mild commotion in the tavern.
Gonna go check out what's going on.
All right.
Still gotta find a place to eat.
As you push the doors of the tavern open, you see as a man in full plate armor lifts an old man off the ground away from two young ladies, and he walks him over to the bar.
Just kind of stare a little quizzically at them.
Okay.
That I've just missed something.
At this point, the door opens once more, and an interesting sight in these parts. A satyr walks in. You can hear as their hooves stomp or clomp. Is that the word? That's the word. On the wooden floorboards, and they're carrying a sack of goods over their shoulder and a staff in the other.
Wow, I haven't seen a satyr in a long time.
We tend not to wander too close to civilization. Prefer to sell our stuff and be gone.
Ah, I understand that. I'm kind of a loner myself. I'm going to stick out my hand and be like, Braum Erebor.
I set down my bag and I reach my hand out, shake his. Sybil.
Nice to meet you. And, likewise. These two, I don't know who they are.
But... Great introduction.
Oh, hi. I'm Shino, and this is Friend.
I'm Nosilla. Pleasure to meet y'all both.
Pleasure. Is there anywhere I can get some food in here? And I look over at the bartender.
And he kind of rolls his eyes, looks at the sack. What's in the sack?
Finest pelts and bones you'll find around. And I just toss the sack onto the bar. Okay. They're all like nice blankets.
And he looks at one of the pelts.
Tell you what, I'll trade you a warm meal for one of these.
Get yourself a deal if I can get a drink with it.
Ah, I like her.
Can I get you to roll a persuasion check?
So you're gonna
open
up
the character sheet and click the skills tab. Should be one called persuasion. It's down by the bottom. Yeah, if you double click where it says +5 by that little dice, it should roll it for you.
Click it.
I think it's a double click.
Yeah, double click it.
I double clicked it.
Oh, there it goes.
There
it took a second.
Oh. Ooh, nice. Okay, it
took a second.
Bigger roll.
It's a 22. And his eyes narrow.
You got yourself a deal.
Alrighty.
And he takes the pelt as he walks back into the back to fix you your meal and a drink.
I just go and sit down at a table closer to the fire.
I lean over to Nursilla and I go, people can be nice and get things they want too?
Apparently. Although that didn't seem like the right way to be.
I prefer lying. It's more fun.
It really is.
Gotta hate you.
Do you think it'd be worth investigating them ghosts? That might be worth a pretty penny to town if we prevent them from turning into ghosts.
And as you say that, you can see that old man who's now like sitting at the corner of the bar, all the way like backed against the wall, is just sitting there with his drink, staring at you.
Hey, old man, question.
What?
Do you happen to have any, say, gold for us to help with this problem by chance?
And he rolls his eyes.
Do I look like I got anything?
And he like reaches into his pocket and pulls and like turns them inside out. There's nothing in his pockets.
Do you know somebody who would have something by chance? I mean, you want this problem gone, I assume.
Well, perhaps the town mayor might reward you a little bit, or something like that.
Where can we find him? Or her? I'm not sure.
And he points out the door.
down the street. Larch's house.
Thank you. I'll pop him 2 copper and then I'll start walking out the door.
And as you pop him the 2 copper, he grabs you and pulls you in close. That house is cursed. Anyone who goes near it never returns. It's like it sucks them into another world.
Don't my fair share of curses. I'm sure I'll be fine, sir. Thank you. Now please let go of me. And I'll shrug him off and I'll start walking out.
And he releases you.
Now we gotta investigate. Sounds like right up our alley, Shino.
I mean, if people are in danger.
I'm gonna look back. Sybil, would you like to come?
Why not? It's been a while since I've dealt with the undead.
I love killing undead. It'll be a joy.
All right.
Priscilla, what did you just pull me into?
And you exit the bar after enjoying your nice warm meal and cold drink.
Questionable drink.
Yeah, it might be a questionable drink, but whatever. Back into the rain. And you walk for, no, it's just a few houses down. And you come to one that's pretty obviously the largest house in town, presumably the mayor's residence.
Mr. Brom, was it?
Yes.
Oh, there's a Cusco invasion.
Cusco! What is it, lass?
You seem big and strong. Could you go open his door so we can get out of the rain? It's cold.
Why, yeah, of course. And I'll go and open the door.
You're just, okay, just walking in, I see.
Oh, just walk right in.
Yeah, you walk up, and the door is locked. It is nighttime after all.
Let me take care of this. Can I lockpick the door?
Yeah. Yeah, make a sleight of hand check.
Cusco is attacking my mouse right now. 17.
That's pretty good. All right, and you walk up, you pull out a set of lockpicks from your bag, and you walk up, you fiddle around with it. And after a couple of few seconds of trying, you get it. And the door creaks open.
That's a nice trick, girl. I've always wanted to learn how to do that. Not that good with my hands, though.
You seem to be more of a fighter than sneaky type.
Yeah.
You got thick thumbs.
Well, give it away, and I'll shake my glaive.
All right, and the four of you enter into the mayor's house. Which, as expected, they appear to be asleep or not around at the moment.
I'm just going to find somewhere near the door and sit down.
Okay. All right. And Shino sits next to the door, leaning her back against the wall.
I'll start looking around for the mayor.
Okay. Give me an investigation.
Can you roll it for me? I have to move Cusco again.
Whoops, that's not what I meant.
I rolled it. I got a 17 again.
All right, so you begin looking around. At this point, you can hear footsteps upstairs approaching the staircase. And a middle-aged man walks down the stairs and seems shocked and mildly annoyed at your intrusion. What is the meaning of this? And he comes down the stairs.
Hi, I'm Shino. We heard you guys had a ghostly problem. And, well, we figured it would be kind of rude to just wake you up. So we figured we'd just wait inside your door and wait for you.
And he looks around. And you didn't think it rude to break into my house?
Well, we were just going to sit here at your doorway. We weren't going to take anything. And I figured it would be more rude to just wake you up.
And he rolls his eyes. So why is it you're here again?
Your ghostly problem we heard about? I don't know, someone about a gym went up to the house and he hasn't returned or something. We're wondering if maybe there was a reward?
And he He gives you a big sigh. You've been... All of these names are... there we go. That one's good. I see Jebber's been talking again.
Yeah, he seemed kind of panicked.
Crazy old man.
His name is Jebbers? The hell kind of name is Jebbers?
Well, I thought it was pretty fitting for such
a crazy old man.
Anyway, there's an old abandoned house out of town, and he's sure it's haunted. It's not, mind you, of course. That'd be silly. But he's got it in his head, and every few nights he goes on a rant about someone disappearing.
Well, have you ever seen these people again that he said disappeared, or?
People disappear and run away all the time. It's a small town. I can assure you it has nothing to do with ghosts or the old Halverest house.
Can I roll an insight check?
Yes.
15.
Well, you're pretty sure he's telling the truth. Or at least what he believes to be the truth.
Okay.
Well, have you or your kin ever been to this haunted house?
Weren't you like in another room looking around his place?
Well, we've been walking now. Well, I said I was looking for him.
Okay.
I assume I can hear him talking at this point.
No, why would we? It's an old wrecked place up on the hillside. Yes, it is a very creepy place, but I assure you, there's no ghosts.
You're just too scared.
I mean, if there's no rose,
doing anything with it.
Look. I'll be willing to pay you about 100 gold if you'll go there and look at the place and come back and tell Jebber there's no ghosts. Calm him down.
Is there a coat rack nearby?
Yeah, he's got one by his door.
I'm gonna grab a coat or something that's hanging on it, put it on and say, alright guys, let's go!
And he looks at you confused, but that's...
She's a little strange from what I've noticed. Well,
if you're so sure nothing will happen, then you'll have your coat back. Besides, it's raining, and I don't have one.
And he looks out the window. Oh. Yeah, seems fair. All right, you can't miss it. Follow the road out of town to the north. Up on the hillside, you can see the old Halvrist house.
All right, I'm going, friends.
Let's go.
And Shino walks out very, very confident in stealing this man's coat. He's never going to see that coat again.
It's gone.
I just leave the guy a pelt.
Oh,
it's replacement for the coat.
Oh. Well, thank you. And he looks up as you leave and close the door behind you. And as you're walking out, you can hear him go, I'm never going to see my coat again.
I'm going to look at Shino and Ursula and be like, so are you guys professional thieves or...
People just don't tend to ask questions.
For the term,
just kind of let me do things.
I would consider us survivorless. Ugh. Whatever.
Interesting. All right, and I'll start walking.
But if you ever do get
like,
hurt,
check in my purse. I'm like, I'll move it to the front.
But if you ever do get hurt, I'll patch you up.
Oh, you can heal? That's always a useful skill.
After stealing your wallet.
Yeah.
He's 100% medically trained. Wink.
Oh, God. That wink is not an assuring sign. I look back. Chino, can you heal or not?
Well, I mean, I did read a lot of books that talk about it.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
Following the directions you received, doesn't take you long before you go from the familiar main roads onto a smaller, overgrown trail that leads off to the north. As you approach a wooden crossroads, the laden rain makes the cloaked form standing there seem all the more unreal.
Did you say a cloaked form is standing there?
Yeah. So in the center of this crossroads as you're approaching... There's a figure in a long black cloak with it pulled over his hood, and he's just standing there staring at the ground, it seems.
Excuse me, sir.
And as you attempt communication, the figure's head snaps up, glaring with piercing yellow eyes. And what you took for a cloak spreads around it, revealing itself to be a pair of mighty black wings.
With one powerful motion and a blast of chilled air, the wings sweep and the vague figure is gone.
What the fuck was that? Okay.
Well, that was neat.
I think he's right about there not being ghosts.
It's more like an infestation or something.
Do you guys know what that was? Any of you? Because I have no idea.
I've not seen anything like that in my travels.
At least a person.
Probably.
No, it has wings.
A person has wings. That's what I was thinking. What kind of person has wings? Like, what?
A cool one.
Fair. I mean, they've got goat legs. What are we to question?
Fair enough.
Okay, at least I stay warm in the rain.
Benefits.
Let's
just keep heading to this haunted house. Maybe we'll see more of these winged people. Maybe they can give us a ride.
It didn't look too friendly, but sure, we can ask.
As you continue, as you begin to cross the crossroads, Sybil, you notice, actually Sybil and Nursilla, you both notice, there are a number of black feathers in his place where the figure was standing, and a triangular object decorated with bird skulls with a hole in the center.
How big is the hole?
About that big. It's a small object. It's probably about this big. With a hole in the center like that.
I'll pick it up. Why not? Nothing bad can come from weird objects left by winged creatures now.
I wish to take the feathers.
See if I have, hold on, an image of this. Unfortunately, I only have a token.
There's no way to show the token.
I would need a... I would need a blank map, which I think I can make. Hold on. Yeah.
You haven't actually used a map yet.
Nope.
Who needs maps in a role-playing game?
I'm guessing the house will have one.
Yeah, it will.
So we're not just saying, go upstairs, go downstairs, go upstairs, go downstairs. Oh my god, it's a planchette. Okay.
That can't you just see, like, looks like
dead people through it or whatever?
You'll find out.
Do we know what this is?
Are you asking me?
I don't know. Do you want to roll probably an arcana check?
Okay.
Otherwise, no, you probably don't.
11.
No. I'll roll one.
No, you're not sure. As you show it around to the party.
11.
9.
Prom, do you even know what a ghost is?
Yeah, he probably knows what a ghost is.
It's a joke.
Hi, Turbo, by the way.
Well, I'll put that in my pocket. We might need it for later. Maybe he'll want it back if we see him.
Okay, and you pocket that. It's going in the party inventory.
No, our party inventory is nothing. No!
Well, now you have some black feathers. And a planchette.
Doesn't have any function as far as you can tell. That's suspicious.
It's a little suspicious, isn't it?
I bet Sybil can make it into an awesome necklace. Looks like a necklace piece.
It could. Or a new charm for my walking staff.
Oh, there you go.
As you continue up the path, gradually the haze and brush give way, revealing a bald hilltop. There stands a grim black tower, the last defiant turret of a long crumbled fortress. Attached to this tower is a three-story manor house, weather-beaten and veined with ivy. A porch grids the house, its sagging roof sheltering a stout front door that stands open and emits a flickering light.
Seems to me like they're quite inviting.
I mean, they left the lights on. Sounds like a perfect place to just go hang out. Left the door open, everything.
They sure did. Now we can transition over to this view.
So who would like to go first?
I'll go. I don't mind being the brave one. It's okay. I'll tap his little plate shoulder.
As you approach, you hear a sound from inside. The sound of, well, it sounds like someone rustling around or perhaps searching for something.
Oh, I wonder if it's Jim.
Maybe Jim just got lost.
Go in and find out.
Want to call out, Jim, is that you?
You do not hear a response. The hell was that? Oh, I guess it was probably fireworks.
I don't think the door's supposed to be open, Bryce.
I said the door.
You said the door is open.
Oh, well, I can see the NPC, so.
No, you can't.
Okay.
Does the rustling stop when I yell out?
You know what? Yeah, it probably did stop. As the person inside begins listening, as he now knows that he is not alone. You're going in?
Yes.
Might as well.
Okay.
Oh, don't like.
P- Peeling wallpaper and a musty scent cling to the walls of this spacious foyer. A curving staircase rises from the cracked floor tile to a balcony above, keeping its distance from a darkened chandelier. Doors lead in every direction. At the room's center, a bronze sculpture of an antlered eagle perches atop a marble pedestal.
Is this room supposed to be dark for me?
Humans don't have dark vision.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so not... Okay, I'm so not used to that.
You could pull out a torch.
Oh, wait, no, guys, I got this. And I'm going to cast light.
On what?
Cast it on Braum.
Okay.
Cast it on his armor.
Ah, thank you. Oh, God, that's going to be so freaking irritating. Oh.
Welcome.
I took it for granted, Jesus.
Well, now you can see. Look at all that light.
Oh, there's color.
That's a cool raven.
Gotta remember that humans can't see in the dark. Sibel, can you?
I had to check that. I don't remember. I'm so used to this.
So to check that, you're gonna open up your character sheet. And look where it says senses. Yours has nothing there. So no, you cannot. You only have normal vision.
Okay. No, I'm blind.
Oh, we're going to have to use torches and stuff.
You sure are.
We have a torch.
Well, who needs a torch when you've got light?
That's true, but...
My eyes easily adjust to the dark. It's okay.
Don't let her fool you. I think she's lying.
From the far room, you hear said shuffling again. Where is it? Where did I drop it? I can't seem to find it.
I'm gonna walk up. Jim! Jim, is that you?
And you hear the shuffling go quiet again. Before a voice calls out. Hello?
Jim! Come down here, sir.
And you hear your footsteps walk up to the door. As he...
I don't like these noises.
I don't need scary noises yet. It's not scary yet. as the door gets thrown open. I don't know who this Jim is, and I haven't seen him. And he looks at the four of you, and especially you, because you're glowing. And who are you?
My name is Braum, and we were sent here to look for a man named Jim, because apparently he was lost in this house, or something.
I don't know what you're talking about. And he looks around. Now, if you excuse me, I have very sensitive work to return to.
Is this your house, sir?
No, of course not. And he looks around and adjusts his glasses. How rude of me. And he gives you a very, very slight bow and holds his hand out to you. The name is Rudolf Van Richten, paranormal investigator.
You're investigating the paranormal?
Indeed, yes. I heard rumors of the
old Halvrith house just outside of Daggerdale, and, well, I thought I would come check it out.
Now, Mr. Rudolph, I'm a woman who believes in little more than coincidences. Sound like you were shuffling around looking for something.
Oh, yes. Well, it seems that on my journey in, I lost a piece of a very sensitive piece of equipment. Seems to have gone missing.
I'll hold up the triangular thing that we found from the winged creature and ask him, this ain't what you're looking for, is it?
And his eyes go wide. Where did you find that? And he pushes Brom to the side as he runs forward.
What the hell, man?
There was this winged creature dude kind of dropped it. Figured he might want it back. That wasn't you, was it? You got wings? Oh, look at his back.
He, like, turns around to try and check himself. No, I don't believe that I do. Winged creature, you say? What, can you describe him? And he pulls out a pad and a pen.
Chino puts the hood over his head. He was tall and he was darked closed and spooky.
He starts writing that. Oh, this is very good. And his eyes, did you get a good look?
Oh, they look like this, and my eyes glow bright yellow.
And he himself stumbles back. Oh, yes, of course. And he writes that down. Very, very interesting. And he shuts that and puts it back in his coat. Well, anyway, I thank you for returning this. And he shakes it. But I must get back to my investigation.
Is there any way we could help?
And he pauses. Well, I suppose a couple of extra hands couldn't hurt. Yes, actually, I believe you could help. Just then, you hear a strange noise from the top floor. Oh. And he brushes his coat off. You can see that he's a little uneasy. Probably just the wind. Foul storm out there, yes?
Yes, the storm is quite foul.
As our clothes were like half soaking wet.
Well, I do have a fire going. You can dry yourself off, and if you would like, you can take a few minutes to look around.
I go straight for the fire.
Make yourself acquainted with the house, if you please. And he
pulls out a small device, and he clicks a button, and a little door opens, and he checks it. And he closes it and puts it back in his pocket. I say, well, meet back here in roughly 30 minutes.
Sure, this sounds good.
I'll go join Shino.
Okay. And Mr. Van Richten walks back in and continues messing with his equipment.
Why don't you go look around the house, Nurse Silly? You're better at that than I am.
This house is a little... Something strange is about this place.
As you enter, dozens of faded portraits cover this parlor's walls. The subject's eyes fixed on a circular table that bears an ornate spirit board. A wide mirror hangs over a tall fireplace set in the northern wall. And before you ask, This is what the board looks like.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yes, I like that. I know. I would really, really like one.
Oh, that's pretty.
I want a spirit board that looks just like this. I can't believe Wizards of the Coast is owned by Hasbro. I can't believe they haven't produced one.
That is weird.
Maybe someday.
More satanic panic.
Indeed. All right, we're going to cut over to Mr. Brom as he makes his way into a small hallway.
I'm just going to investigate to make sure there's nothing evil or wrong afoot in this house.
Are you doing anything special, or are you just kind of wandering?
I'm just kind of wandering, looking around right now.
Okay. Another strange noise comes from above.
I'm going to go and investigate the strange noise.
Okay. And you all in... We're going to pause on that. Everybody that is in the parlor, what are you doing?
I was going to go investigate the other room. I was going to ask if Sybil wanted to come with me, too.
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay. And you...
I was going to ask if Shino's just going to hang out by the fireplace.
Yeah, Shino's going to hang out with Rudolph, because he seemed kind of on edge. So she wants to help try to ease any tension he has.
Okay. Nursella, you slowly creak the door open. To reveal a small hall. Which Sybil probably cannot see because it is dark. You reveal a small hall. You can see. The walls are lined with broken picture frames. And in the center of the room is a rug with a dizzying geometric pattern on it. And just for sake of ease... I will give Sybil a torch.
I'm really surprised satyrs don't have dark vision. Like, that's kind of odd.
I would consider that weird.
Okay, and we'll cut back to Brom for a moment.
All right, I'm going to go and try and... Did it sound like the sound was, like, in this hall?
It sounded like it was coming from above.
Oh, like ceiling wise.
Yeah.
I'm going to open this and I'm going to walk into this strange looking room.
Desiccated vines sprawl across the table and foggy glass walls. Desiccated vines sprawl across the tables and foggy glass walls. Of this conservatory. Rusted gardening tools and pots of barren soil lie scattered across sturdy wooden tables. Between eye blinks, the conservatory is alive and filled with flowers. A transparent woman with a veiled hat and parasol strolls through the room. She pauses here and there to admire a bloom or just a pot, and then looks towards you, and as suddenly as she appeared, she vanishes, and the room lies in ruin once again.
Wow. Well, strange ghost lady, I liked your plants while they were alive. They were pretty. Okay, that's creepy. I'm going to turn around and head back. Get the hell out of that room. Just going to peace out.
Brahm is Zach Baggins, confirmed.
No, Brahm is Aaron.
Okay.
I'm going to go back and try and tell everybody what I saw.
Okay. We'll cut back before you enter. We'll cut into Shino and Rudolph.
So, Mr. Rudolph,
please call me Van Richten.
All right, Mr. Van Richten or just Van Richten?
Matters not to me.
All right, Mr. Van Richten. So you investigate paranormal stuff?
I do, yes.
How long have you been doing it?
What?
How long have you been investigating?
And he pulls out that device and opens it up again. A long time. And he closes it and puts it up.
Oh, very interesting. What are you hoping to find tonight?
Well, I will give you the history of the place as soon as the others come back, but we'll just say I have a personal interest in documenting the paranormal.
Oh, do you have any books published?
I might have a few. Unfortunately, I do not have any with me right now, but I do have a few. I'm working on a new one, actually.
Oh, you got any names that you're thinking about naming it?
I was thinking of Van Richten's Guide to the Other World, but perhaps a better name will come to me someday.
I don't know. I think that's a pretty cool name.
And at this moment, Brahm comes running in full speed.
Guys.
And he turns. Yes. What? Did you see something? And he adjusts his glasses again.
Yeah, there was a pretty lady with a very nice garden that just, she disappeared and then it all died. So, it was creepy and I didn't want to stay there. So, you know,
and he quickly rushes over to you. You saw a spirit. Can you describe her in great detail? And he pulls out his notebook again.
Well, it was brief and I didn't really get a good look at her. Because I was too busy running out of the damn room.
Could you make out facial features?
No, because I was too busy running out of the room. I'm sorry. Scared.
Was she? It was a she, yes.
It was a she, yes.
Was she translucent by any means?
Yes, she was very translucent. But for the second I saw her, she looked happy for a second when she was starting her plants. And then when she disappeared, that's when I got the hell out of the room. So, didn't really see anything else.
Yes. Well, you are very brave. And he closes the book and puts it away.
Yes, that's me, brave. Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Holy shit, do torches light up a lot.
I thought they were just like.
Oh God! What happened? Did I get disconnected?
Oh no, Tara did. Okay, I panicked.
I did too.
Scared the shit out of me. I thought it was me again. I was like, no. Oh God!
For a second, I thought it was going to be me.
He's having bad internet problems.
No
ghost lady.
What?
Discord keeps crashing.
Why? Oh.
Fuck Discord. Oh, there it goes again.
Discord, stop!
Okay, he's gone again.
Is camera trying to load?
Attempting.
You can't even talk. So,
should we just continue on while we wait, or do you want to wait?
I feel like we should wait because it kind of like it ruins all the cameras.
Ah.
Give it a second.
Discord usually is back.
He's almost back. He's almost five, here.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He's still here. Is it when your camera connects? It seems like when you connect your camera, it crashed.
No, he's not even talking right now, though.
Oh. Okay.
I think we'll use this time to take a short break.
Perfect. I need some popcorn.
Popcorn.
You need the spooky popcorn?
Yeah.
Ooh, spooky popcorn.
Not spooky, yes. Ice pods this time.
We shall be right back.
Watch Fabled Dice Live, twitch.tv/fantasygrounds, every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.